Liz Coe is with me in the Wellington studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Liz is a money expert specialising in retirement planning. The advice given here is of a general nature and does not constitute specific advice to any person. We're talking about resilience and goodness, financial resilience in the choppy waters we have at the moment, but at any time, actually. It is so important to a person, and it can mean different things to different people in different situations. How do you come at it?
Well, look, I think, you know, to start with, resilience is something that affects our lives in many different dimensions, whether it's sports, business, relationships, just life in general. Resilience is what separates the winners from the losers at the end of the day. You know, it's that ability to kind of take the punches and get back up fighting, right? So in the financial sense, it's just as important as any other aspect of life. And it's about the ability to withstand knocks, you know, to your income or to your assets. And yeah, let's face it, it's going to be a pretty rough 12 months going forward. And so the people who are most likely to withstand those events that are in front of us are the ones who are resilient. And, you know, there's a number of different aspects to resilience. And, you know, I think, you know, we've got to get over this "she'll be right" Kiwi attitude. we're a bit like that, aren't we? You know, we sort of think, oh, well, yeah, things are going to be a bit rough for the next 12 months or so, but yeah, she'll be right. I don't need to worry about that. I'll be able to, you know, just roll with the punches. But it's not always the case.
And well, the older you get, the less it is the case, because your recovery times and your earning times and your time for having investment savings narrows, right?
That's right. So we do need to be prepared and to think about, you know, what are all the different dimensions to resilience. And from my reading and research that I've done, there's three kind of main areas to think about in terms of, you know, how resilient you are. And I think it's good to do a bit of a self-analysis on these three things. So, you know, and those three things are firstly, your personal characteristics. You know, what kind of person are you? Secondly, your financial resources, and thirdly, your financial capability. So I think if we have a little bit of a chat about each of those things. So, and I think, you know, really your personal characteristics are extremely important. So some of us, you know, when we have a crisis, we, you know, just curl up into the fetal position in a corner somewhere and blame the world and take on that kind of victim role. So, the first thing to note is that to be a resilient person, you can't be like that. You know, you've got to have a...
You can do it for an afternoon under
a
burn.
Oh, well, look, you know, we all have those moments, don't we, where, oh, cripes, you know, look what's happened and woe is me and all the rest of it.
Stage one of picking up the pieces.
Yeah, okay. That's right. So, but then you've got to pick yourself up off the floor and say, well, okay, how do I fight back against that, you know, whatever it is that's happened? And, you know, there's lots of things that might happen, whether it's, you know, your redundancy, divorce, illness,
Gosh, what businesses have been through, you know.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So we've had tough times already, but they're not over yet. So you never know when something's going to blindside you. And so it's those personal characteristics that enable us to, you know, to get back up off the floor. And, you know, the thing is that resilient people have really clear goals. They have a focus on what they want to achieve. And they're going to achieve those goals, you know, whatever happens.
They expect obstacles.
Yes.
And that's an interesting one. It's funny because pessimistic people can expect obstacles too, but those two people will treat them differently. One is fatalistic, the other is, this is for me to work my way around, right?
That's right. So someone who's fatalistic will say, oh, well, it wasn't meant to be. I'll close up shop and I'll just, you know, go off into a corner and that's the end of that. But, you know, if you have those really clear goals, that'll keep you on track and, yeah, you find a way around the obstacles. So, and resilient people, you know, they're very well organised and they don't allow themselves to get sucked into all the negativity. They're proactive. They do things to get back on track. They don't just sit there waiting for someone to help them out, waiting for a government handout or, you know, someone to help them back on track. So it's about, you know, having that positive attitude, being proactive, being prepared to get back up on your feet and take on the world. So
that's your personal characteristics. And is it a case of knowing what those characteristics are and then having a plan around them?
Yes, that's right.
We can't change our basic kind of settings, right? But we can change the strategies we work with.
Well, yeah, but I think we can, you know, if we know what the ideal characteristics are,
we can learn them, we can be disciplined
to try and, you know, not give up.
Yeah.
So the second area is your financial resources, and obviously to have better resilience, you need to have good financial resources in behind you. So that means having an emergency fund, and let's face it, most Kiwis don't have an emergency fund. So you need to have money that's easily accessible without the risk of loss. So, you know, you don't want to be drawing on your KiwiSaver when it's, you know, down. You need to have some money in the bank or a line of credit or something like that.
Offset mortgages are often good, aren't they? Because
absolutely.
They're the same rate as your mortgage, whether that's
right.
high or low.
That's
but you can keep some cash.
Yeah, so some low interest borrowing, you know, that kind of thing. So you need to have that cash on hand. If you've got an investment portfolio, you can make that resilient by keeping it diversified and having some growth assets in there to give you, you know, that protection against inflation over the long term. A real key thing here, which people sometimes laugh when I talk about it, but look after your partner and your relationship.
Because you don't want to be getting divorced. If you can help it. In many instances, that needs to happen for everybody's sake, but it is financially incredibly damaging when it has to happen, right?
That's right, and it undermines your financial resilience when you've been through a major relationship breakdown, or if you haven't taken good care of your partner, or they've passed away, or something. You know, so look after your health, look after your relationship, and that will improve your financial resilience.
It's an interesting observation, because often finances can be toxic in a person's life. When toxic in a relationship, you've flipped it and said, actually, if you want to have good finances, look after your health, look after each other.
That's right.
Yeah. Interesting.
And then finally, the other key aspect is your financial capability. And
so how is that different from resources? Resources is what you have, or your ability to get into a certain position. Capability is?
It's about making decisions and implementing them. And so financial capability is different than financial literacy. You know, it's the difference between knowing and doing.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, you could have plenty of resources, but if you have poor financial capability, you could end up losing them, right?
That's right.
So it's your knowledge and understanding and the application of that knowledge
and
understanding.
The application. And so things like budgeting, I mean, nobody likes that word, but and we all know, don't we, that we need to do a budget, but do we actually do one? Most of us don't. So when you're in a crisis, you really need very good budgeting skills, debt management skills, you know, making sure you've got access to low-cost borrowing if you do need to borrow. Understanding how market cycles work and therefore, you know, not making the wrong decision. You know, like I know a lot of people...
Locking in losses has been the classic,
isn't it? So with KiwiSaver falling down, people have switched funds when they shouldn't have done that. But the other thing too is you know, if you're in a relationship with somebody, don't allow that other person to make all the financial decisions. I've seen it so many times where one person has taken a back seat on the financial decisions, and then if something happens to that person, then
they don't know what to do.
You need to know how to make good financial decisions and keep really good records, so that when things go wrong, you know how to get hold of your insurance policies, and you know what investments you've got, you know what your financial situation is, you've got all those records there at your fingertips. So, yeah, I think, you know, so just ask yourself, you know, how financially resilient are you based on all these things we've been talking about?
We can get locked. It's human nature to get locked into the expectation that whatever was happening yesterday will happen today, or whatever's been happening lately will happen tomorrow. And what this is really about is understanding that things can and will change. It's not the end of the world necessarily. It may be hard. And being, literally being prepared for that when it occurs, right?
That's right, because, you know, life isn't a straight line process, is it? You know, we have ups and downs, and so you just got to be ready for those times when things don't go according to plan and be resilient and, you know, bounce back and keep on going.
I think to flip that on its head just in the last minute, if you are in a trough also, the reverse can happen. You know, things can get better, times can get better,
That's
a break
right.
can come your way. But your earlier point was a person whose mindset is I can make this happen or I can contribute towards this happening is going to get there quicker than someone
That's
who's,
right.
you know, just woe is me.
Mm.
Really easy words to say, harder to put into practice sometimes.
Yes,
indeed.
Maybe
that's actually when good friends and others can be part of supporting
That's right.
supporting that mindset. Thanks very much as always, Liz Coe.